Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. And I pray that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord, that you're getting up, getting ready to go to church, that you're making provisions to go to the house of God. Let me pray with you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless all the listeners under the sound of my voice. I pray that they'll come to you and they'll acknowledge you as their Lord and Savior. I pray that they'll know that the only way to God the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that they'll find salvation today through Jesus Christ, and they will ask Him to be their Lord and Savior. Make salvation simple to them and real to them. Open up their spiritual eyes, open up their spiritual ears, that they may hear and receive. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. You know, I heard a real cute story one time. It says these two men went to a junkyard, and they saw this real deep hole in this junkyard. And they looked at it, and they said, "Wonder how deep that hole is." And the guy said, "I don't know." He said, "Let's get this old transmission over here and throw it down in that hole, and then we can hear how far it goes down and get an idea of how deep that hole is." And they picked up this transmission, and they threw it down in the hole, and when they did, something flew over their head. They didn't know what it was, but it kind of scared them, and they thought, "Well, we don't know what that was." And about that time, the owner of the junkyard came up, and he said, "Hey, bud, he said, "Let me ask y'all a question." And they said, "What?" He said, "Have you seen my goat?" They said, "No, man, we hadn't seen a goat here." He said, "Well, I don't understand it. I had him tied to an old transmission." Let me tell you something. Be careful what you're throwing around. Be careful what you're testing out. Be careful what you pick up. You may be doing a whole lot of damage to something. Amen? Be careful how curious you are. It's some things we need to have the facts on. It's some things we need to know definite. And one thing we need to know is found in a verse I guess everybody just about could quote out of John 3:16. It says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then verse 17 says this: "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Verse 18 says this: "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Today, that's a fact you want to know, that God loves you so much that he sent his Son. But you must receive him as your Savior. And God did not come to condemn you, but he come that the world through Jesus might be saved. That's called the greatest gift ever given, and that's the gift of salvation. You know, we pray for a lot of things. "Lord, bless me with this and bless me with that. And Lord, give me this and give me that. And Lord, do this and do that." But let me tell you, the greatest gift and the most important gift above all is salvation through Jesus Christ. And if you miss that gift, you've missed it all. If you gain this whole world and you've gambled with your soul and you've lost it, what have you gained? If you worked from morning to night to provide for your family and you lose your soul and you don't raise your children up to know God, what have you gained? What have you given them? Today, there's some facts you need to know. It's hard to get the truth out of a lot of people in this day and world. It's a hard thing to get them to tell you the truth, but God tells you the truth. And the truth is this: he loves you. The truth is this: he didn't come to condemn you. The truth is this: he made Jesus your Savior. The truth is this: the salvation is when you receive that gift. Will you receive that gift right now? Say, "Jesus, I receive you as my gift of salvation. I receive you as my Savior." Oh, receive him today. That's the greatest gift, and that's the greatest fact you will ever know and understand. God bless you today. I pray now you'll get up, get ready, go to the house of the Lord. Go to be a blessing. Go to receive a blessing. And go to make a way for others to hear the gospel. God bless you to this day. Have a wonderful day in Jesus.